Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma. I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, July 6, 2009, monthly prepaid legal More Success Team group training call. We host a special call the first Monday of every month. It's designed especially to help our prepaid legal associates that specialize in group marketing. Tonight's call is being recorded and will be available for playback on our moresuccessteam.com website. To introduce tonight's special guest speaker and trainer, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to Millionaire Club member, actually an original Millionaire Club member, the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, and the leader of our More Success Team, Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on, Mr. Moore?
I'm right here, Randy, and I apologize for getting off a minute. I had one of our speakers, though, had the wrong code, and I had to give it to him so when the next caller comes up, we'll have him on right. So it is an honor to be on tonight, Randy. I tell you, we got so many good group people throughout the United States. I heard Bob Pelcher on a while ago, one of our very outstanding group salespeople. And tonight's call, Randy, I'd like to say before we start, we're going to have a good call at 9 o'clock. You'll be talking about it later. But tonight's call is with a special lady that's been a special lady with me for 22 long years. I have actually been a lot of places with this lady. We've worked a lot of groups and a lot of different places, from Arizona to Oklahoma. She's a fun lady to work with, but she's very, very professional in her job. She does a tremendous job. Of course, she belongs to the Millionaire Club, 22 years on the Moore Success Team, a platinum executive director, one of the first trainers that Rob Best ever was put through a school, was put through by this lady here. So it is my honor and my privilege to introduce to you a lady that we feel very close to as part of her family and part of the prepaid legal family and a great friend, Miss Linda Bowden.
Well, thank you, Ken, and thank you.
I should also say, and her organization is also the recruiter of LLD Benefits, which is hitting number one quite often nowadays, opened the most group in the United States so far this year, and congratulations on that, Linda. What a job.
Yes, they're excellent, and you know, I don't take any credit. I worked with them in the beginning, but you know, it's all them. They're doing a great job. Well, I want to just tell everybody how honored I am to be on the call tonight. It's always fun to be a guest trainer. We all learn so much from each other. There's some super duper people on the call, people who I admire and listen to and learn from all the time. But Kenneth, if you don't mind, I'm going to take just a slight detour before we start our training. Would that be okay with you?
It's your call, Linda. Have
it. Well, I'll tell you why. You know, I was thinking about it this weekend. You know, it was kind of a combination of things. My 22-year anniversary is Thursday with the company. You know, we had Independence Day. You know, some people are still coming back from the trip. And, you know, a few years ago, I was reading something that just really blew my mind, because all through school, we're not really taught about what happened to the people who signed the Declaration of Independence. So for those of you on the phone who have either fought and, you know, have been part of the armed forces, for those of you on the phone who really value your freedom just above almost anything, freedom is extremely important to me. I knew that when I got into this business that I really literally left college and knew that I couldn't work for anybody. So I knew that I needed to be free. I knew that I needed to make choices on my own. And I just want to say tonight just how blessed I feel that I became part of Prepaid Legal Services. And I know that I'm preaching to the choir. A lot of us on the phone feel the same way. But we wouldn't be able to do this if it wasn't for the people in the beginning. So very quickly, I'm going to read something to you, and then we're going to get it. We're going to launch into going back to the basics in the group business. And the topic is, what happened to the 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence? I don't know why they don't teach us in school. I think we should all know. Very quickly, the 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence, five of them were captured as traitors and tortured before they died. 12 had their homes ransacked and burned. 2 lost their sons serving in the Revolutionary Army. Another 2 had sons captured. 9 of the 56 fought and died from wounds or hardships in the Revolutionary War. Carter Braxton of Virginia, a wealthy planter and trader, saw his ship swept from the seas by the British Navy. He sold his home and property to pay his debts, and he died in rags. Vandals or soldiers looted the properties of Dillery Hall, Clymer Walton, Gwinnett, Hayward, Rutledge, and Middleton. At the Battle of Yorktown, Thomas Nelson, Jr. noted that the British general had taken over his home for their headquarters. He quietly urged, George Washington, to open fire. His home was destroyed, and Nelson died bankrupt. Francis Lewis had his home and properties destroyed. The enemy jailed his wife, but she died. It's so sad. Think about what they did for us. John Hart was driven from his wife's bedside as she was dying. Their 13 children fled for their lives. His fields and his grist mills were laid to waste. For more than a year, he lived in forests and caves, returning to his home to find his wife dead and his children vanished. A few weeks later, he died from exhaustion and a broken heart. Norris and Livingston suffered similar fates. Thomas Keenum, so hounded by the British that he was forced to move his family almost constantly. He served in Congress without pay, and his family was kept in hiding. His possessions were taken from him, and poverty was his reward. Such were the stories and sacrifices of the American Revolution. They were not wild-eyed rabble-rouser ruffians. They were soft-spoken men of means and education. They had security, but they valued freedom more. They gave you and me a free and independent America. How wonderful. And that, to me, going to the future right now, is why we're able to be here tonight, why we're able to be on this group call, because we had people that cared enough about us 233 years ago, or however many years ago it was, for us to be free. Well, anyhow, so
Let me interrupt you. That is one of the most moving things, because I've read it before, but I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your reading again. I'm a very old man, but I get very emotional about things like that, and thank you so much. It brings a lot of memories back for a lot of different things and a lot of people. So thank you, Linda Bowden.
Well, I hope maybe it struck somebody, because I did not even know about this until maybe, I don't know, 8-9 years ago. I had no idea, and I felt almost ashamed that I had no idea what people had done for us, even in the very beginning. Well, anyhow, let's talk about going back to the basics and into the prepaid legal group business. One of my longtime mentors in the business of sales, Mr. Tom Hopkins, used to remind everyone about going back to the basics once a year. I'm always amazed by the number of people that I talk to that tell me, hey, you know, I've been to a group training. You know, I've been to a group training, and I don't need to go again. So, you know, I believe the group business is the same way, you know, with the advent with all the new programs like ADRS and the BCA programs. For example, we get so caught up, you know, in being examples, you know, in identity theft sales that sometimes we forgot what got us to the dance in the first place. Good old payroll deduction group sales. And every month in this call, I learn or relearn very important tips or pearls or ways of saying something old and making it new. You know, simplicity really is the secret, keeping it as simple as possible and not getting wrapped up in all the new stuff. You know, unless you're going to become an expert, you know, then if you are going to become an expert in some end of the business, then, you know, learn it backwards, forwards, and upside down. So for those of you old, I don't mean old, but, you know, for those of you who have been around for a while and for those of you that are new in the business, just here are some of the basics or cornerstones. You know, this is just some ideas that I came up with that are some of the cornerstones of our group business. So the secrets of group marketing. Secret number one is know your products. Wow. I just can't, words can't tell you how many people that I meet in this business that don't know our product. And we wonder, our retention is everything. I learned that from, gosh, Shirlene's the first one that talked to me about renewals and retention when I was brand new. I had no idea what she was talking about. But knowing our products, reading our contracts, especially if the group trainer hasn't taught you from the contract, which they don't teach you from the contract anymore, you know. When Ken and I were coming up, we learned it from the contract. I mean, Wilburn was the one that read the contract to us. And, you know, make every aspect of the membership reflexive. Anything that someone comes at you about our membership, you should instantly have a reflexive answer concerning this membership. You know, this is called studying the membership. I learned the membership by watching a black and white video on TV. It was about 10th generation. It was real grainy. Now, remember, this was in the 80s. I was standing there looking at my TV. I had this grainy old video in the VCR. There were people that were walking up to Scotch tape X's on the floor. Maybe it was masking tape X's standing there and delivering the prepaid legal presentation. I took my little tape recorder, because I was so brilliant and technologically gifted, and held my tape recorder up to the TV and taped, you know, I think it was Warren Smith who was making his little prepaid legal talk, his group speech on the TV. I taped it. This is in 1987. I wrote the whole thing out by hand, and then I memorized it. That's how I learned the presentation, so that I could be reflexive and know it. So, you know, now we've got tapes and videotapes and audio tapes and CD-ROMs, and people, we need to learn how these products work. We actually have some, I have to give a little side note here, we actually have some prepaid legal associates out there, and I surely hope it's nobody on the phone that's doing this, but they're selling a $36.95 identity theft product. That is not an identity theft product. This is so wrong. And the reason why I know this is because I have run into potential customers and members who have told me about this $36.95 identity theft membership that we have. So we need to kind of watch that. You know, and by the way, have your favorite stories that you use over and over again to sell the membership. We all know about story sell. They surely do. Members have given me my best stories. You know, you use the service yourself, you know, and get your own stories. I have more stories than I'd even like to talk about. And what I talk to people about in my groups is, you know, you can use our membership for the good, the bad, and the very ugly. And I tell people, I said, I have used it for the good. I said things like, you know, reading contracts, you know, buying a car, you know, I have, whether to incorporate or not, I have used this service for the bad. We have photo radar cameras all over the Valley of the Sun, so I've used it for traffic tickets, and I've used it once for the very, very ugly, and I won't go into that, but I have used my prepaid legal membership, and I have literally saved tens of thousands of dollars. My favorite prepaid legal story has to do with a document review. I heard it from a member. I use it as an example, one-on-one with people. I use it with the employer. I also use it during the group presentation. It goes like this. As a member of mine in northern Arizona went out and bought a truck, and she faxed her car contract into the law firm. They reviewed it and faxed it back to her with a circle around an $800 cleaning fee that she was going to pay for 72 months at 6% interest. Now, I'm not really good at math, but how much money did we save that prepaid legal member? So stories really do sell. Secret number two, you must be a dedicated, coachable, and diligent worker. When I was new, I was excited, but I was too scared to not be coachable. I hope you all got that. You know, some of us on the phone have got eons of experience. Some of us on the phone might come from, you know, a background of sales, and you might come from a background even of group sales, but we still all must be coachable. And if you heard what I said, is I was too scared not to be coachable. I listened to everything that Ken Moore had to say because he was a successful person in my prepaid legal life. And his first lesson to me is, you know, don't leave your house after 8 a.m. In other words, leave your house before 8 a.m. and never come in before 5. For those of us that are full-time in group marketing, this is so basic, but it's so real. Because a huge rule and guideline for new people not to get stuck in their house. A lot of people get stuck in their home. They just can't get out. We have too many distractions there. So leave your house before 8 and do not return until after 5. Secret number three, start small. You know, I used to teach when I taught group marketing, I used to put on the board, you know, when I was a group trainer, I used to put the word BIGITIS on there, B-I-G-I-T-I-S, and people would look at me really confused, and I said, you know, we have a disease in prepaid legal. Some of you in this room might even have it. It's called BIGITIS. That's for the elephant hunters. You know, start small. Why be an elephant hunter when you drive by more business every day than you could possibly be doing in a lifetime? You know, Rob Best was in my class. I take absolutely no credit for him. He said I was real stern, and, of course, I got my training from Catherine, so I was real no-nonsense. But Rob Best did get the BIGITIS lecture, and it's usually pretty funny, but I was just really firm about it. And look at what the average size group he writes. I think it's like 27 or something like that. So he writes small groups. To me, that's called a clue. You've got your top producer in prepaid legal writing small groups. That's a clue. I love small groups. They're easy and manageable, and they're always glad to see me, and they're not all hung up on all the rules. Secret number four, make sure your members always know how to get a hold of you. I actually heard a group trainer one time say that he never gave out his phone number. I couldn't believe that. I want my members to know how to get a hold of me. The last thing I give them is my phone number is all over everything. And I said, please call me. Please call me when you're getting ready to use your prepaid legal membership. I would love to talk to you before you call them on the phone. And you know what? I get calls all the time. I got a call over the weekend because a lady thought she'd had her identity stolen. And she called over, she emailed over the weekend and said, I don't know what my number is, I don't know what the phone number is. I emailed her right back, and she was so excited. She got customer service. She knew how to get a hold of me. A holiday weekend, I got back with her. I wanted her to know how to use the service. I think it's just so important. These people are going to stay in the books. And by the way, Kenneth gave me a corporate lead in July or August of 1987. So I was brand new, and I was scared, and I didn't know what I was doing. He gave me a corporate lead in July or August of 1987, and that woman is still on the books. She still has her membership, which means I've been making renewals on that very one of my very first memberships for 22 years. You know, service your customers. Let them know how to get a hold of you. Secret number five, be creative. There's a wealth of groups out there, and, you know, you can get with just one meeting. I mean, I know people on this call are extremely creative on how they get their groups, and, you know, I just go to just to people I know and just say, you know, ask them, you know, do you have a special meeting? Like my superintendent's had a superintendent meeting. We had a chief's meeting that I went to. There's associations. How many groups can you get from a good association? I mean, just ask LLD Benefits and they'll tell you how much they get from a good association. Secret number six. Create a way to get more referrals. Referrals are gold. Referral cards. I actually had two referrals this past week. You know, referrals are gold. You don't have to do any selling. Somebody else has done all the selling for you. They've already told them how great prepaid legal is. You know, these people are already pre-sold before they call you on the phone. And you know, I've created, you know, like a referral card. Why not send to your current members a little card that tells them, you know, that they're going to get, like, say, a $10 Starbucks gift card for every referral, you know, that you know, buys a membership. That's kind of cool. It's kind of fun. It creates a little bit of, you know, excitement with some people. They like to do that. So find out a way to create a good referral system. Also, you know, something else that I'm doing, I'm sure a lot of you on the phone are doing this, but, you know, you know, get the DVD. You know, when the Justice for All DVD came out, I sent those out. Okay? It cost me a little bit of money, but I figured anybody that I got or stay in the books, you know, I made my money back, probably tenfold. You know, send them the Smart Solutions magazine with a note. All of my HR directors and owners or superintendents or people that I do business with, especially this fall coming up, have all gotten a Smart Solutions magazine from me. In the mail. It costs more to mail the magazine than it costs to buy the magazine, and every single one of them had a handwritten note on the magazine. It took a long time, but it created goodwill, and that magazine is just unbelievable. I think it's one of the best pieces we've ever had. Also, part of secret number seven, here is secret number seven, send thank you notes. This was how I started my business. Tom Hopkins, I listened to him for three solid years on tape, on and on and on. When I was driving around Oklahoma in my car, he was in my car every single day. He was in my tape player in my little bathroom. I had a little cave that I lived in when I lived in Oklahoma City. I listened to Tom Hopkins day and night. And in between, I listened to everybody else that I could get my hands on. But he was the cornerstone, and he's the person that really how I learned how to sell. Biggest thing he says is, you know what? You got to send thank you notes out. When I was listening to him, he averaged 10 thank you notes a day. And I thought to myself, I can't do all the stuff that he's talking about right now. 90% of what he was talking about, I couldn't do, but I could write a thank you note. And we've got prepaid legal thank you notes that are gorgeous. You know, you can go to Walmart or Target, and you can buy thank you notes. You know, I buy some of them, you know, from they have animals on them. I buy all kinds of thank you notes. Sending notes. See, now that we're in the information age, thank you notes will set you apart more than they ever have. When I started sending them more than 20 years ago, those thank you notes set me apart. Right now, when everybody do an email, they don't even call you back. It's all about email. If I send somebody a thank you note, I mean, it sets me apart from everybody else. We met with a lady on Friday. She's a brand new recruit, an extremely professional lady. We had sent a note out to her, and at that meeting that she came to on Friday, she brought the thank you note with her. And I've had that happen a lot. I've had employers at my meeting, they had my note in their hands. There's a clue. Secret number 8, do something different. Do something different. I think a few people here have done some of these. You know, I might do a little identity theft training or workshop at a brown bag luncheon. You know, for example, one of my employer groups, it's really hard to get in there. And I do, if you talk to them about the 5 types of identity theft, you've given them more information than they'll ever get about identity theft. Just by us knowing about the 5 types of identity theft, we know more than 99% of all the people out there about identity theft. We don't really think about that. We kind of take it for granted. But so I do I might do a little mini workshop. Maybe I'll buy them lunch, create some goodwill. There's really no selling that's being done at this. They know that you have products and programs, but you're offering goodwill. You're solidifying that relationship. And in today's marketplace, especially for those of you that have groups that have been on the books for many, many years. I know that some people have my groups that I set up in the 80s. I have groups here that are, 15, 16, 17 years old. And the rules of the game have dramatically changed. I mean, I actually have school districts this year for the first time in my career that are not having new teachers at all. They have no new teachers because they laid off a bunch of teachers. So there are no new teachers. I have groups that aren't even doing benefits fairs this year. I've got one group with 1,000 employees that does a benefits fair every year for the last 15 years. This year they can't. So it's up to me and it's up to you to do something different. How do you create that goodwill? Can you do something different? Can you send them, a magazine? Can you, I send them packets and notes. Really, you're going to think this is crazy, and I do it on the weekend, but to all my members. I have quite a few members, but gradually throughout the year, all my members, if they don't see me, they hear from me again, or they hear from me and see me, which is important. At least I'm making that touch, and it's reinforcing who I am. It's keeping my foot in the door with some of these groups. It's keeping me in the game, and it's setting my, my goal is, and I want this goal for the rest of you, is set yourself apart from the other salespeople out there. Make yourself look like the professional that you are. We do the most professional presentations when we're out there. I never had to do presentations with brokers and all the other, the Aflac agents that are in the room and the Colonial agents and everything. And, I do a quick 5-10 minute presentation, because you have to be really quick now. You can't do that 12-minute presentation. Blow the doors off the place. Nobody does a presentation like we do. So learn that presentation. Reinforce. Set yourself apart. Secret number 9. Study sales. I still study sales. I've forgotten more than I've learned about selling. I'll see something and say, man, I used to know that, or gosh, I used to do that. Find fresh ways to do, find little fresh ways to do whatever you do. I listen, as I said before, and I literally did listen to Tom Hopkins for How to Master the Art of Selling. Still a terrific book. I like to listen to things on CD because I'm in my car a lot, and it's just easier for me to do that than drag around a book. I listened to Tom Hopkins for 3 years, every single day. To the point where I could not stand to hear his voice. I could still put on that How to Master Your Selling and know exactly where he is in the program because I had that thing down. I could lip sync to his tapes, but that's how I learned because I internalized all his techniques and made it my own. And then, of course, I added other people. I added, Brian Tracy. I did a lot of Tony Robbins material. I did a whole bunch of different people that knew more about selling than I did. And so I still make it my business to learn and to look and to see what other people are doing. And on top of that, I know this is going to sound really strange to some people, but I really did do this because I was really committed to making myself a better person, because I think if you're a better person, you're going to be better all the way around at what you do. But I didn't watch TV for 12 years. I didn't even own one. I didn't even have a TV. I finally went out and bought one that you could play a tape, I think, because I started doing Fast Start trainings, in 98 when they first came out with Fast Start. So I had to buy one of those TVs, you know, that had the you know, that you could put the tape in. I didn't get cable TV until a few years ago. I mean, it's been fairly recently. Didn't even have cable because TV just wasn't the cornerstone or centerpiece of my life. There were other things that I thought were more important, and those were the things that the time that I used, the time that I invested in my business was, you know, a lot of it was because I wasn't glued in front of the TV. And I heard someone say yesterday, you know, or decide to be the best that you can be. You know, you have to decide. We all have an equal amount of time. We all have the same amount of time. But we have to make a decision. Decide to be the best you can be. And it's tough. I mean, you know, I have to remind myself, I've got, like all of us, you know, we all have those days where we're definitely not being the best that we can be. You know, we're having our pity party. We're not, or things are not going well. You know, groups can be, you know, groups can change their mind. As some of the pros on the phone know, drop of a hat. You think you got the whole thing set up? They change everything. So that's just part of the business. But decide to be the best you can and see what happens. Pay for the discipline now. Pay for it now. Pay for your time discipline now. Pay for the discipline now or pay for the regret later on. So you pay for the discipline now or regret later on. There's a cost if you do. There's a cost if you don't. You decide. And that's all I got tonight, Ken.
I'll tell you one thing. You loaded the wagon. You loaded the wagon, Linda. You did a tremendous good job. What a powerful thing. You are a great lady. You're a great trainer. I respect you so much, Linda. I thank you one more time from the whole crowd for being on the team. I'm sure Randy would like to say something before we close this call, but thank you so much, Linda Bowden.
Well, thank you, Kenneth. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here.
Well, thank you. We had a lot of fun, didn't we?
Yeah, we sure did. We still do.
We sure do. Someday we'll tell them stories, not tonight. Randy?
Linda, that was, can you hear me, Linda?
Yes.
That was about the fastest 30 minutes I've heard in a long time.
Me too. That was powerful.
That was a very, very good call. We appreciate you being on the call, and I want to remind everyone that Mr. John Hale will be our guest speaker in 30 minutes on our 9 p.m. Central Standard Time call. Mr. John Hale is the one that actually brought network marketing to Prepaid Legal. So if you've never heard Mr. Hale, you need to make sure and get your team and yourself on the call tonight. We're very, very excited about that. Linda, thank you so much for being on the call. I mean, every time that you get on, I get a lot of calls, people wanting to know if it's going to be recorded. Yes, it will be recorded, and we will get it back up and on our Prepaid Legal website, moresuccessteam.com, just as soon as possible. Sometimes we get it up the next day, and sometimes we don't, but we try to get it up just as soon as possible because our trainers are the best of the best in Prepaid Legal. And again, thank you, Linda, for being on the call tonight.
And with thank
that,
you.
And that, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you.
Okay, Randy, we're going to wind it up. But first of all, next Monday night will be a small business training with Mr. Bob Griffin, the state of Oklahoma small business trainer. And, of course, next Monday night we'll announce again, but next Monday night on the 9 o'clock call, Mr. Darnell Self will be on there. Of course, John Hill tonight, Darnell Self next Monday night. And next month, the first Monday next month, we're going to have Miss Yvette Mayo. Of course, Linda, we all know her. Miss Yvette Mayo was a lady that 3 straight years in a row was a top group trainer in the United States. She's a member of the Millionaire Club and so many accolades I'll announce when we announce her. But don't miss next month. Put it on your calendar right now for Miss Yvette Mayo. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to look for you on the call here in 30 minutes. Just remember, keep putting God first, your family second, and Prepaid third. And God bless you, and we appreciate you all, and we'll see you at 9 o'clock.
Good night, everyone.